I'm Larry Lee with Brownfield Ag News Network at World Dairy Expo. Lori Fisher joins us from the American Dairy Coalition. You had a pretty big meeting today talking with farmers about milk pricing, and you also had some guests in there. Danny Munch was there from American Farm Bureau. Farmers had a lot to talk about, but did they come up with any forward progress on where to go with these prices?
It was really interesting, and we were really having good conversation. There were representatives there from many different states across the nation. And it's so interesting because when you hear a farmer speak from their perspective, if, for instance, they live in Wisconsin, but then someone that's from Georgia, they look at things differently because they're paid differently. Their products are made differently. And so I think it was a good chance for us to hear from others. I also thought it was interesting some of the comments that came up on what do we do with the federal orders. Are they too antiquated? Are they too old? Should we not have federal orders? Should we just work contractually with processors? And they did not seem to agree to that. Of course, we didn't take an exact poll number of who voted for what, and that wasn't the attempt of this. But as a whole, they really felt that it was important to maintain federal order and have USDA have some oversight. And so we did carry that. I think that was something that was very clear. The other thing that came up that I was surprised, but it was also very clear, is that farmers want to vote for during federal order hearing process. Cooperatives typically block vote for their members. And they just feel that they want a secure vote, a private individual vote. They believe that they should be allowed to vote on how they are paid. And I think that there's always been some nervousness because if there's not enough farmers that vote, it could be detrimental to the federal milk market order system. But I think that they want to be aware of that too, so that it encourages more of them to vote. And so they were also very much aligned on that. They were also aligned on something needs to change. And that all of us need to be at the table, but it's very important for us to be at the table with the processors. And they need to stay in business, such as the farmers do too.
Something that came up during that meeting is that Danny Munch from American Farm Bureau said this, that the milk prices right now, about 80% of the milk is not even under the order because it's paid by through the co-op system by the processor, so they don't have to pay that federal order price. It can be a lot less. So, it's a bit of a surprise when you tell me that they really want some government oversight, the federal orders, when it's really only impacting 20% of the milk. Is that a sign that those who are members of co-ops would still like more insight than they're getting, or more oversight?
It may be, but it's also, they have a lot of fear of being in a contract they have no control of and what's going to ultimately happen to them. And are they going to be at some time and place that we're long on milk and they have to take the brunt of that deduction? And they just feel that with some USDA oversight, legislators somewhat with some oversight, that they have the ability to make sure that they're treated fairly. And that's about it. I was wondering if what other value they really wanted to see come out of the federal milk market orders. But I think it was the fear of the unknown and the fear that they're out of their control. And because right now they can't really shop around for home for milk. So in a contract, they're afraid anything and everything could be put in there, and it's more or less sign here or you're not going to have a place to ship your milk.
Some of the farmers I've talked to already feel that way because they've got one buyer and they can't go anywhere, mm-hmm. So no competition for that milk.
Mm-hmm.
So looking ahead, what's next for ADC? What's next for the discussion on milk pricing?
Next week, there is a three-day conference in Kansas City that American Farm Bureau is pulling together with processors and with dairy farmers. 50%, as I understand, or maybe even a little bit more than that, will be actually dairy farmers. And it must mean a lot to dairy farmers because this is not a very easy time of year for them to get away for a three-day conference with harvesting, but they're going to be present. And so this will be our chance. We wanted to get the farmers together in preparation for next week's meeting, and I think that this will be an opportunity to sit table by table and go through several days and see where we can come up with agreement or where we need to go to. I mean, it was even brought up today from a farmer that, you know, we have to make sure processors' businesses are intact too, and they may need additional dollars from a make allowance. And so that was an interesting comment, because a lot of times I hear, well, our inflation has gone up dramatically. So why are we giving them money? We're not getting money. Where are we going to get that money from? Which is true as well.
So at this point, we really don't know what direction things are going to go, but the conversation is being held.
Yes, I wish we could have come up with something in an hour and a half. Very complicated, but I do think that conversing with each other and finding the items we can agree upon, and then tackling some of these items, maybe it won't be something as major, I'm starting to think, as we all would like one big fix. Maybe it's going to take a while. Maybe we have to, you know, take one bite out of the elephant at a time. But putting people in the room and getting a lot of these experts and people that are really, really wise and educated on the federal orders and how these all work, I think that can really help to be a solution for all of us.
As far as bullet points you can take to Kansas City and beyond, it sounds like the one thing that most everyone agrees on is something with the Class 1 mover has to change, because the average versus greater of is not working. Is that still true?
That is still true. I found that to be very evident today. Going back to the higher of from the average of that was put in the farm bill last time might make them, the farmers, feel a little bit more comfortable with their risk management tools, but then also the ability to provide additional funds for make allowance. And I don't know the answer to that. That, again, that's why we need to go through hearings. We need to have these vetted. Very, very difficult to put something this big in a farm bill and fix it that way. As much as I'd like to do something quick, I want to make sure it's done right.
And hypothetically, if you go back to higher of versus average, coupled with the projection that we're going to have higher class 4 prices down the road with a bit of a squeeze on the butter supply, could that prevent some of these negative PPDs that we saw if we have that higher of?
That's what we hear. There's other ways on milk checks and reblending and all types of different items. Again, a transparency for farmers so that they can review their milk checks so they can understand what was paid and this is how they calculated and they got to my mailbox price. And that's something I hear from farmers quite a bit as well. Soon as I say one thing and everything's changing with OPEC yesterday and energy prices, and it's always a revolving door for us, and we just need to hopefully have some things settle down so that we can get in front of it instead of being behind it. But we have a ways to go. We have a ways to go.
A little predictability would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Any ideas, please let me know. Anyone who's listening, that's who we hear ideas from. It could be something none of us have even thought of at this point, and it could be a potential solution. So we really want the farmers to feel like they have a voice, and a lot of times they feel that they can't say something in fear that it may be used against them if they say something, and that's what American Dairy Coalition is here for.
Gives them kind of a safety buffer so they can't have the retribution if they say something the other side doesn't like.
That's exactly right.
You're going to Kansas City?
I am.
I know I'll be there too, so we'll be following up on this issue quite a bit in less than 2 weeks. So we'll see you there. But for now, Lori Fisher with American Dairy Coalition. Thanks for joining us at World Dairy Expo.
And thank you for having me. Appreciate it very much.